Listen to your
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's an issue that even divided Republicans running for president.
To say that we have to surrender to judicial supremacy is to do what Jefferson warned against.
Mike Huckabee supports Kim Davis, the Kentucky County Clerk jailed for not letting gay couples get married. But John Kasich tells ABC,
I wouldn't force this on a church. But in terms of her responsibility, I think she has to comply.
Davis is trying to get out of jail. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Kim Davis is appealing a judge's decision to put her behind bars. Her attorney, Matt Staver, says he's working through the holiday to free her, but says she won't back down from her beliefs.
She has no regrets. Obviously, she never envisioned herself standing in this situation or being in prison, but she never thought she'd be on the other side of the bars wearing an orange jumpsuit.
GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee will visit Davis in jail tomorrow. Her deputy clerks are issuing marriage licenses to all couples, Dave.
Tanya, it was a breathtaking weekend. That's what Germany's leader says after a huge influx of migrants finally allowed to leave Hungary. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, Angela Merkel thanking people who turned out to support thousands of refugees, many from places like Syria, who arrived over the weekend after Germany and Austria agreed to effectively open their borders, allowing a flood of people to cross over from Hungary. In Austria, where many changed trains, locals offered a welcome and also food. But Merkel also saying, this can't continue, calling for a proper European plan. France today saying it will resettle 24,000 refugees, Dave.
Simon's still haunted by her private email ghosts. Hillary Clinton has lost her lead in New Hampshire's presidential race.
I've always thought this was going to be a competitive primary.
That was Clinton over the weekend before the new NBC Marist poll, putting rival Democrat Bernie Sanders ahead of her by 9 points, 41-32 in New Hampshire. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I'll just start the news.
I figured the gremlins had been here. WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A stuck car and a minor crash lead to DWI convictions and prison time following plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. The stuck car belonged to a Magnolia man who was arrested in March of last year south of College Station. The blood alcohol level of 46-year-old Gregory Mogg was more than 3 times the legal limit. He was sentenced to 10 years for his 6th DWI. And a minor crash in Bryan 3 months ago led to the second DWI arrest of a College Station man this year. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins was sentenced to 4 years after being under the influence of PCP while driving with his 7-year-old child in the car. A prearranged confrontation outside a College Station apartment complex Friday resulted in gunfire and an arrest. Police report no one was hit from the shots fired at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks Boulevard. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Officers were told the victim had kicked out Deere's girlfriend from their apartment and they had scheduled a face-to-face over the ownership of disputed property. 2 Bryan men, who between them have been 30 times in the last 11 years, were recently arrested. 24-year-old Bobby Perry, the second, is out of jail on bond after he was arrested for hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Still in jail is a man who led a Bryan policeman on a lengthy foot chase after knocking down the officer. According to the arrest report, 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was caught with crack cocaine in a restroom at Neal Park. Curtis is accused of flushing the drugs down a sink, then shoving himself away from an officer who fell and was treated for minor injuries. Congress returns to work tomorrow from their August recess with issues facing leadership in the Republican Party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's frustrated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Examples include the president's nuclear arms deal with Iran.
And he's already said, look, I'm willing to give up on Planned Parenthood and trying to defund Planned Parenthood. He has tried to come up with a barber boxer highway bill to shove down the throat of the House. It didn't work out very well for him.
Flores, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, says McConnell needs to quit conceding defeat before legislative fights ever get started. The parents of 2 A&M Consolidated High School graduates are the latest contributors to the College Station School District's Educational Foundation. The foundation board was presented a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. Dr. Berry said he received the money as a charitable grant by Lowe's after serving on their board of directors. The Telehealth Counseling Clinic is hosting an open house Wednesday at their clinic located at the Texas A&M Health Science Center on Highway 47.
The Telehealth Counseling Clinic offers free mental health counseling and assessments from 5 remote clinics located in Bryan, Navasota, Centerville, Madisonville, and Brenham. Director Dr. Carly McCord says all 5 counties they serve are designated mental health professional shortage areas.
Services are hard to find often, and even folks with insurance, sometimes the copay can then make those services inaccessible to them. So the fact that the services are free, it certainly helps bring down a lot of barriers. The fact that they are located in within the 5 counties makes them a little easier to get to.
McCord says sessions are conducted by advanced doctoral students who are supervised by a licensed psychologist. She says Wednesday's open house will showcase their services, research, and training opportunities. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09, 6:10. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Louie to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Louie for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
It's 6:11 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine, it's in the forecast for today. It'll send temperatures up to 95 degrees during the afternoon. We're clear tonight, though a little bit of fog could develop by morning. Overnight lows around 75. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow. Temperatures are back to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. During Wednesday, clouds will fill in. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll get you caught up with A&M football, high school football. The Major League Baseball playoffs are starting to heat up a little bit, and copious other Aggie sports that went on this weekend. Volleyball, cross country, soccer, and a lot more. We'll cover it all for you here at about 6:50.
We had fog on Saturday morning. Did you guys have fog at your house?
I didn't see any.
Wow. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was a little foggy, but.
No, there was fog on Saturday morning. I mean, how stupid is that? It's like 75 and foggy. And, I mean, it burned off, obviously, but I don't know. A little high humidity stuff going on. And then yesterday, people were out actually playing. Hell, it was too hot to watch soccer yesterday.
It was really hot yesterday.
It was.
I was at the pool yesterday.
Yeah, well, I know, but those soccer kids weren't. Gee whiz. Man. Well, you know, hey, I don't know if you heard about this Tom Brady thing or not, but wow. Yeah.
Labored. See, I didn't even put that in my stories today. Know.
A Dunkin' Donuts shop in Maine is offering free coffee for life to the federal judge who lifted the ban of Tom Brady suspension. The shop, located in Lewiston, put the offer on a sign outside the store after the district judge erased the 4-game suspension. If the judge ever leaves the bench, fans at Thursday night's preseason game between the Patriots and the New York Giants had another job in mind. Signs at Gillette Stadium urged him to run for president.
Oh, good.
Okay, there you go.
Have you seen the Dr. Pepper commercial that makes fun of it?
Fun of what?
Of the Deflategate.
Oh, no, I have
it's
not.
It's a crazy Dr. Pepper guy that is the barker that walks around the stadium. Okay. And at the very end, he's holding a ball. He goes, I think this is underinflated.
Oh, well, there you are, then. Add that to the list of first world problems?
Almost certainly.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info. Because I hear it was creating tension at their 43,000 square foot home. Whole thing. Yeah. Really. We'd hate for him to not have the right mental attitude as he goes in to start his season for the hoodie.
How many bicycle pumps does he get for Christmas this year?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. I like that.
Hallmark
Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614. It's Labor Day. This is a day where it really is okay to go buy a mattress in Box Springs. You know, most of the time they have the big Memorial Day sale. Let's go buy some furniture.
Yeah, right? But only if it's union made.
Yeah, of course. It's day 250. We've got 115 of them to go. I don't know. Let me see. It's probably something day.
Kevin can update us on Hopi Changey.
Yeah, he can do that. Well, I'll let him do birthdays, and then I'll go.
Oh, you want
whatever.
The Hopi? It's 500 days. No, that's actually tomorrow. It's 501 days left of Hopi Changey.
Oh, ooh. Fun.
Hit a milestone.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. And birthdays today include, get on the right page. Thank you. Oliver Hudson, 39 years old from Nashville. Actually, it's Goldie Hawn's son, which I didn't know.
Well, and what has he done for us?
He's on Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Hey, people like that show.
I'm sure they do.
Texan Shannon Elizabeth from the American Pie movies is 42. Tom Everett Scott is 45. Rudy Galindo, ice skater, 46. Angie Everhart is 46. Toby Jones is 48. That's the voice of Dobby in the Harry Potter movies. Uh-huh. Margot Chapman is 58. The lead singer of the Starland Vocal Band.
Hey.
And Precious Little Elves.
Uh-huh.
Michael Emerson, 61 years old from Lost. Corbin Burnson, L.A. Law, Major League, 61 years old today. Chrissy Hyde, the lead singer of The Pretenders. And Big PETA
Advocate. Anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say other too. Things. I just self-edited. 64. Julie Kevner is 65.
Wait, that's one of the voices of Marge Simpson,
right? That is Marge Simpson, correct. Yeah, yeah. Gloria Gaynor is 66.
Oh, my.
She has survived.
Yeah.
And Alpha Anderson, the singer in Chic from Le Freak, is 69.
Michael Feinstein, who's a pianist and fairly well known for having done that. Buddy Holly would have been 78 or so, 80, something like that. Anyway, he died. And,
he died.
Today is a Google commemoration day. This was the day that it was actually incorporated back in 1998. So it's that. It's Pet Rock Day. Okay. Salami Day. So today is Labor Day. A lot of people don't work, but today is National Boss Employee Exchange Day. So you get to switch jobs, but of course, if you're not working, then you can't, can you? It's a Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. The school's in session today?
Yes.
Okay. Is the big one?
The big one is.
Yeah, and the little one. And
my daughter's going to school.
Okay. Well, don't you remember Mr. Downs is speaking this morning?
Oh, that's exactly right. I did.
He doesn't pay attention when Mr. Downs is talking.
No, I did. I forgot that. Where the hell are the donuts? And okay, you're going to speak at a college class.
Moving on.
Well, as if that's going to cause them to show up for an 8 o'clock class. You know, that's just all I'm saying. All right, 6:18.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is not a woman that instinctively is going to slink away and just say, okay, Uncle Joe, you take it. You take the job that she's coveted now for years. So what does Hillary do? She's not going to be magnanimous, withdrawing. Her instinct is going to be go scorched earth. You know, if I can't have it, nobody can have it. Maybe she goes third party. Nobody asks Hillary if she'll go third party. And don't think for a minute that's out of the question with her presidential dream now in ruins. Well, and if she thinks Obama did it, she'll try to exact revenge unless she calculates that she needs Obama's pardon. I know, Hannity, you're thinking too deeply about this stuff. You're getting conspiratorial nuts. Obama all but endorsed Biden. Hillary is seething right now, livid right now. It's going to be a hell of an entertaining race, I'll tell you that. It already is in so many different ways.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com. You know, untold stories and secrets about your ancestors are now available to discover for free at TryAncestry.com. This week, Ancestry has just released an entirely new category of content never before available online in the U.S. Now, I want you to go to TryAncestry.com because this incredible, never-before-seen collection is free to search, but only until Labor Day on Monday. Plus, birth, marriage, and death records are also open to search for free as well. Just go to TryAncestry.com, TryAncestry.com.
Good morning, it's 620, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, what would you do with an extra $100,000, you know?
What would I do with an extra
$100,000? What wouldn't I do?
Yeah. Well, a New York City millionaire who died this summer has now bequeathed a $100,000 trust fund to take care of her 32 pet cockatiels. But, you know, I guess if you got it.
I might order the cockatiel.
Yeah. The New York Post reported Saturday that Leslie Ann Mandel's will asks that the little small parents continue living in an aviary at her $4 million East Hampton home. The will names each bird, from Maggie and Nikki to Zara and Zach. That's Zach 12, apparently.
Zach the 12th?
I guess so. Her stepson is trustee. The fund will care for a cat named Kiki and a rescue dog named Frosty.
So you leave the cat in with the birds, and you've solved
That's
one of the
right.
problems.
All done. Ran a fundraising firm and amassed a $5.3 million fortune. She died at the age of 69 in June. Other wills have provided for pets. Of course, we remember Leona Helmsley
yes.
left $12 million for her dog named Trouble. A judge decided to trim that down to $2 million, but it was still $2 million for a critter.
Wait, this woman made a fortune?
Yeah.
Fundraising?
Yeah. How you like that?
Oh, I'm in the wrong line of work.
A fundraising firm that amassed $5 million. Yeah. Oh, just shaving a little off
just
the top.
A little off the
just
top.
A little percentage there. Yeah.
In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600. Or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. There's a new cash crop for some farmers and landowners whose properties may not be suitable for growing crops like corn or wheat. The energy and agribusiness company Alloterra and the compostable food service products maker Worldcentric have teamed up to make products like plates and clamshell packaging out of miscanthus, a large perennial grass that resembles bamboo that can be grown on millions of unused acres of marginal land.
People are able to bring these acres back into production again, acres that were being lost to development, acres that were being lost to being idle.
That's Alloterra's Scott Coy Hune, who says the products have to be made close to where the miscanthus is grown, and that means more jobs.
You can't move biomass 200-300 miles, 500 miles. It doesn't work that way. So what that means is we're producing or we're creating manufacturing jobs in rural communities on top of that.
The markets are closed today for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I could be wrong, but I think it was Shakespeare that said, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." Well, there's a mother in Australia who's going to take that to the next level. But instead of a woman scorned, it's going to be her daughter. Apparently, earlier this month, the mom caught her daughter and friends lying about sleepovers so they could go hang out with older boys. The daughter's exact age wasn't released, but we're guessing 13 to 17 years old. So now, the mom is having her revenge through rational, reasoned parent discipline. Just kidding. She's punishing her daughter and friends by selling their One Direction tickets. For those of you not up on pop culture, that's the hottest boy band going right now. In the eBay listing, she wrote, quote, "You can thank my daughter's self-righteous and lippy attitude for their sale. See, sweetie? And you thought I was bluffing. You all lied to us about sleepovers so you could hang out like little trollops at older guys' houses. I find it highly amusing that you think you girls invented this stuff. Tricks like this on our parents is how half of you were conceived." Unfortunately, once this eBay auction started getting attention, some people made ridiculous bids, like $35,000 for the ticket. So the auction has been temporarily pulled down. Nonetheless, I think it's a brilliant parenting tactic. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Now, David and the gang really strive to go find unique stuff or make unique stuff. As a matter of fact, I saw little Viking charms. So if you know somebody from Bryan High, he's got them. They're really kind of cool. But not only do they have jewelry, they have gold and silver bullion, memorabilia, antique coins and paper money, and just a whole lot of stuff in between. Go see for yourself all that they've got. They're on Old College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports at 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High today about 96 and loaded on around 76. This looks really nice. I hate to say it now, might scare it off, but we got a 20% chance of rain Tuesday and Tuesday night, 30% on Wednesday, 50% on Wednesday night, 70% chance of heavy rain on Thursday with a high of only 89. Again, hate to scare it off. And then a Friday 40% chance of shower. So fingers crossed that'll happen. Right now, calm winds out there, 94% relative humidity, and we're already at 76.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. AeroFit has also been voted the Eagles Reader's Choice Health Club as well. If you're thinking about joining a health club, why not consider the best with AeroFit? Enrollment fees start at only $49, and the dues are about $1 per day. Tired of your current gym? Then transfer your membership from another club and you'll get 3 months free. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. The best in fitness and personal training services at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. Know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
The cells of your body are constantly renewing. In fact, you get a new face about once every 2 weeks. Why is that important? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time.
Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics at your local Walmart.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not hungry.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny'd been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Rest. Who has time to rest? To a lot of people, it seems unnecessary.
And I know, because a lot of people look at me, you know, and say, what do you mean, rest? That's a waste of time. They don't view it as necessary to their health, but it is.
Dr. Matthew Edlund, author of the book The Power of Rest, says we need to alter our definition of rest.
People have had this image of rest as passive laziness, as if nothing is going on. Rest has been the invisible elephant in the room. Rest is rebuilding our bodies at a much faster and vaster pace than we've recognized. Rest is what's required, like food, to rebuild the body.
And rebuilding is one of your body's most important jobs.
Even though your cardiac muscle cells may last for decades completely, inside they're replacing themselves so quickly that you pretty much have a new heart in 3 days. The skin on your face, that's completely replaced in 2 weeks. Your gut lining cells within a day or two.
Dr. Edlund says think of rest not as doing nothing, but doing something, something different than what you normally do all day. For instance,
you can grow new brain cells simply by taking a walk. If you go out and walk, you will grow new brain cells in the hippocampus, major memory area, at night during sleep. You need both active rest and passive rest. What we do is what we become.
Tomorrow, other ways to actively rest. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Wednesday, the Telehealth Counseling Clinic at Texas A&M's Health Science Center is hosting an open house for the public to learn more about their work.
Imagine visiting with your doctor on FaceTime. It might not be ideal for a dentist appointment, but video conferencing works for mental health patients.
Individual, group, and couples counseling to ages 13 and up in English and Spanish for a wide variety of concerns, from relationship concerns and job stress and anxiety to some more severe things like bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Director of the Telehealth Counseling Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord, says sessions use technology in which a counselor interacts with patients through confidential video conferencing set up at remote clinics located in 5 counties in the Brazos Valley.
The counselors log in through the video equipment and meet with the client, or we also do a lot of phone counseling, so we got to see them over the video at least once, but then if there's still some transportation issues or other things that normally would be barriers to getting some counseling services, we'll do the sessions over the phone.
McCord says this Wednesday's open house is from 4 to 6 at their clinic located at Texas A&M's Health Science Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Senator Ted Cruz being called a jackass last week by House Speaker John Boehner got the attention of a Texas congressman. Bill Flores of Bryan says that will be brought up Tuesday when he has dinner with Boehner.
I will tell him that, you know, it's not helpful to those of us that are conservatives trying to advance positive conservative solutions for him to be going out and calling other conservatives names.
Flores says that takes away from the business that needs to be done in Congress.
What are we going to do on the debt ceiling vote? What kind of things is he going to let conservatives like me add to that? Like approval of the Keystone Pipeline, like defunding Planned Parenthood, things like that, to make that a more palatable vote so that we get something good out of an otherwise bad vote. We're going to need to have to talk about when are we going to move forward using the reconciliation process for repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Boehner's remarks came during a fundraiser in Colorado. Authorities are looking for the person responsible for strangling a woman and striking her with a hammer. College Station police responded Saturday night at 9:30 to Southgate Village Apartments. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. A news release stated the victim knew who assaulted her, but no specific identity was released. Anyone with information is asked to call 764-3600. College Station police report no one was hit by gunfire outside an apartment complex Friday night. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. According to the arrest report, Deere said he fired a .22 caliber revolver. Officers recovered the gun from his front right pocket and 16 rounds of assorted ammunition in his left pocket. The confrontation at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks Boulevard was prearranged and followed an argument after the victims, a man and his girlfriend, had kicked Deere's girlfriend out of their apartment. Officers also learned the female victim videotaped the gunfire and the altercation that preceded it. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements on DWI charges that result in prison time. 46-year-old Gregory Mogg of Magnolia admitted to his sixth DWI. He's been in jail since his arrest in March of last year when he drove off Welburn Road south of College Station. It was determined his blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. A 10-year sentence marks the second time Mogg is going to prison for that offense. And a College Station man who was out on bond after being arrested in February for his second DWI has admitted to being under the influence of PCP while driving in June with his 7-year-old child in the car. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins, who was arrested after he was involved in a minor crash, was sentenced to 4 years due to his criminal history. Online court records don't show Jenkins has been indicted from his DWI arrest in February. Bryan police are assisting the local UPS office in the investigation of a large theft. No arrests have been made in the loss of more than $16,000 of various electronic items over the last 2 months. Bryan police responded to a witness who said they saw three people using crack cocaine inside a restroom at Neal Park. According to the arrest report, officers determined the drugs belonged to only one of the three. 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was arrested following a lengthy foot chase with an officer who was treated for minor injuries after he was shoved during a struggle. According to online jail records, it's the third time Curtis has been arrested this year and the 18th time since 2004. Curtis is also being held by Washington County on a charge of possessing prohibited items in their jail. Another Bryan man has been arrested for the third time this year and 12th time in the last 5 years. 24-year-old Bobby Perry, the second, is accused of hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment on her own for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Officers seized the crowbar along with 13 baggies, each containing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Twice in 1 week, a College Station couple has contributed to a local organization. The College Station ISD Foundation received a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. It will endow a scholarship that will be awarded starting next year to a CSISD graduating senior with a grade point average of 3.0 who also has a financial need. Dr. Berry says he received the money as a grant from Lowe's following his retirement from the home improvement company's board of directors. The Berrys, whose two sons are graduates of Consolidated High School, recently provided funding to the nonprofit Health for All Medical Clinic for equipment and other resources. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
Hobbies are a great way to relieve stress in today's world. An even better way is when they're on sale. This Labor Day, Saturday, and Monday, Hobbytown USA is having a huge sale with everything in the store 10 to 50% off. You like remote vehicles, trains, models, rockets, slot cars, or educational toys and their parts and accessories? Yep, all on sale. Hobbytown USA even has raw materials for architectural projects from elementary school to college on sale. Got a hobby? Get to Hobbytown USA's Labor Day sale. Hobbytown USA, toys for all ages, located in the Kohl Center.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Labor Day will be sunny and warm across the region. We'll look for temperatures to climb up to about 95 degrees this afternoon. Clear tonight, maybe a little bit of patchy fog overnight, 75. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow. Warm once again. Highs will get up to about 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 75. Turning mostly cloudy Wednesday, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If you learn anything, you learn from last year. It doesn't mean much of anything.
But there are still a lot of people very impressed with A&M football. We'll have more on the Aggie opener in Houston. We've also got you caught up with the high school highlights from over the weekend and more from Aggie athletics, as I think pretty much everybody was busy this weekend. We'll get you all caught up here in about 10.
So, you know, again, you don't want to mention it because it's liable to scare us off. But Thursday, we got a 70% chance of heavy rain. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Going down to Houston on Saturday, it was evident. I mean, not even that far from here, down Cy Creek in that area there, they'd had so much rain that obviously they wouldn't be able to be doing any road work today. I mean, just a lot of rain down there.
It looked like the wrath of God Saturday when I was driving around here.
Yeah.
Not a drop.
Yeah.
I got it all.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a lot of rain?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
It was
cool.
A gully washer.
Good.
Two feet in the ditches.
I mean, excellent. Nothing.
Good. Glad to hear that. Well, I mean, at least some people are getting a little bit of that rain. So we'll see what happens, but it's in the forecast at least. Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that the breathtaking flow of immigrants into Germany will occupy and change the country in the coming years. She said Germany would speed up asylum procedures, build extra housing, having pledged to spend 6 billion euro.
Mein Gott.
That's a lot. She added that Germany will not solve the crisis on its own and urged the EU states to take in refugees. You know, here's the deal. There's a lot of them who just, they're pretty threadbare. Hungary is a real good place to start. I mean, they're pretty threadbare. They don't really have any ability to take on too many others. And, you know, Germany is, it's obviously the big sister of the EU, takes care of all the others, kind of like the United States does for the whole friggin' world.
Yep.
But, you know, I didn't watch very much Sunday TV yesterday, but some of them were talking about how the United States need to step in. Oh, bull crap. Just really? Give me a break here.
I think we've got our own people we're worrying about.
Any number of crises. And, oh, let's see, because I'm looking today at the BBC. Every once in a while, I like to go to the BBC page to see what they have to say, so I don't have to be CNN-esthetized. here's CNN. The massive flood of refugees in Europe is pushing Germany and Austria to the tipping point. Yeah, what is all? I mean, you got to have room to put these people. You know what I'm saying? More than 16,000 have streamed into Austria since Saturday. But even Germany, a country with a long history of helping refugees, says it can't keep taking in asylum seekers at the current pace. 17,000 arrived in the city of Munich over the weekend, in Munich. So we'll see. The announcement from Angela Merkel was this morning, German time, about the 3 billion euros to help the crisis out. And again, it's just we can't solve this. We just cannot solve this. In Turkey, 2 million Syrian refugees. Lebanon has 1.1 million refugees. And Afghanistan, the second largest producer of asylum seekers. Now, the United States does have some fault here because we didn't do what we should have. We decided we wanted to make Libya an unstable government when it was a stable government just because we wanted to. So we went in and did that, and now we're having to pay for that. Sometimes we just need to back away, back off. I guarantee you, I guarantee Neil Bortz wishes he had a radio program right now.
Most certainly.
So much he would like to talk about that. But anyway, and, you know, it's not like the United States hasn't done anything before. You know, after Vietnam, we took in 1 million Vietnamese, okay? And as George Will said yesterday, some of those are the valedictorians of our high schools this year, which is a good point. Yeah. I mean, it can mean that. But I don't know that that's the case. The other thing that we were talking about, I don't know what, I hate to sound insensitive, because there's no doubt that this is a crisis for these people. But I saw any number of pictures of these refugees leaving their country with luggage that you pull on rollers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought refugees were down to carrying the only thing they had were the clothes on their back. You know what I'm saying?
And a trash bag full of something.
Yeah, and they had signs about this, okay? They had signs that they were refugees. So, I mean, boy, I know I'm probably sounding really, really, really mean-spirited here. But are they not having some sort of a political impact on these countries? You know, Germany's okay, but they got enough stuff to take care of. And again, lots of other member countries in the EU have all they can say grace over. And now these people are basically forcing themselves and their will on in some level on these countries. And as Angela Merkel says this morning, this will change Germany in the years to come.
It smells remarkably similar to here.
Yeah, well, it does. Anyway. What I'd like to see is them say, okay, you have to learn our language to stay here. Woo! Yeah.
Ooh.
But, I mean, that's the EU, and they're, you know. All right, so Tom Brokaw yesterday on Meet the Press. I guess all the other news guys said we didn't want to be here, so they brought Tom comes in every once in a while as kind of the senior citizen to talk about Hillary. Here's what he had to say.
We're also talking about Iowa. She's made some huge mistakes, in my judgment. And that wonderful interview that Andrea initiated,
yep.
and typically of Andrea, she went right after
yep.
the issue. When she said, I didn't think about the effect of email, I was stunned. I mean, we were deep into the digital age at that point. She's Secretary of State.
You believe her?
I believe that she was presumptuous is what I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people think, is that she's presumptuous about, if I believe it, it's the right way of doing things. But where were the security people at the State Department saying, no, Madam Secretary, you have to have a secure server over here. You can have something off to the left, Colin Powell said that he did. But at this point, to suggest that as Secretary of State, as much as she'd been around, she didn't think about the impact and the possibility of hacking, just astonishes me, and I think it takes away from her big argument. I've been there, I've done that, I know what I'm doing.
And now?
Yeah, no kidding.
Ooh.
Yeah, but now here's kind of an interesting thing that was found apparently by a couple of reporters from the Washington Post. Okay, so this Pagliano guy, okay, the one who's already said up front he's going to plead the fifth if he's called in to talk about it, because he was the IT specialist who was hired by the Clintons while working
for the State Department.
For the State Department.
Yep.
Personally paid, in fact, by Hillary Rodham Clinton and her family, meaning he did not claim that income. Ruh-roh. So.
Well, wait a minute. The IRS didn't go after anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So that may be the reason that he's not really ready to cooperate, since basically he is receiving outside income while a cleared employee of the federal government. So first, why would Hillary pay him extra income to maintain the email system in which she is conducting official business, after he's really already getting paid to maintain a computer system for the State Department? Yeah. And why would he not disclose that income? On face, it looks as if maybe they were trying to put something together that would prevent the State Department from knowing about this. What do you think?
I concur.
Well, so anyway. It's just, you know, one more, you know, just one more brick on top of the load right there.
It won't matter, though.
Well, here's the thing I find interesting is this whole description. You know, what they're saying the whole time is the Clintons, plural. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for once, Bill may be going, nope, that was not me. That's on you, hon.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 12th, it's animal wound care. Come learn about what you can handle on your own, how to handle it, and when it's time to call the veterinarian. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're one of those fortunate Texas gardeners who's been blessed with slopes and ridges, you may be a customer for attractive landscaping steps. They can be a welcoming entrance to a garden, or they can be unsightly as a nemesis. You control the difference. How good your steps look and how well they function both depend on your planning and forethought. Step to it, gardener. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If you're putting steps into your landscape, begin by determining if you really need the steps at all. If your walk can traverse the grade change gradually without having to build in steps, so much the better. Steps are a hindrance for many people, especially those for whom walking is difficult. They're also a safety concern since they greatly increase the likelihood of someone's falling. Still, if the slope is really steep, or if you prefer nearly level landscaping terraces and are starting with even gentle slopes, steps become necessary. What material should you use? Well, steps are usually made along with the walk itself. If you're having concrete poured for the walk, the steps will come with it. If you're using brick, the steps will be laid right in sequence. If you're going back into your landscape, however, to retrofit it with modern improvements, you have the option of tearing out the old walk, even regrading the lot and starting over. Brick, interlocking concrete pavers, flagstone, and even large landscaping timbers can all be used to build the steps. Look around your neighborhood to find steps that you like and then modify their ideas to suit your needs. The vertical portion of a step is called its riser, while the flat part that your foot uses is called the tread. There's a very critical relationship between the two. If you miss the proper ratios very far, you'll have steps that are both uncomfortable and unsafe. The ideal would probably be to have 6-inch risers and 15-inch treads. As the width of the treads increases, the heights of the risers must decrease. For example, in large sweeping areas, landscape architects will sometimes call for very broad treads. Risers that accompany those must be comparatively short. As benchmarks, 11-inch treads need 7-inch risers, 17-inch treads will need 5-inch risers, 19-inch treads probably about a 4-inch riser. As you need the proper relation of height and width, you also need adequately sized steps. They definitely should be wide enough that two people can walk side by side. You never know when somebody's going to need a hand in negotiating the steps, and 42 inches is about a minimum. You need to place the steps or timbers so that the moisture drains quickly away from the steps. That's especially important during times of icy weather. Hopefully the tops of the treads will offer good traction. Very smooth surfaces invite unexpected spills. If the steps are unusually steep or tall, consider a handrail. I'm Neil Sperry. Building berms will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Let's start you off with a high school football report. A&M Consolidated fell to Foster 45-34. Brian trounced Conroe.
And here is a keep by B.J. Ross. Running room to the left side for Ross. He's at the 40-yard line. Has a first down down to the 30. Ross down the sideline, and he is going to take it all the way for a touchdown. 53 yards on the first play.
One of many as the guys wrap things up 48-14. Rutter got nipped by Colleen Ellison, 28-21. College Station took the opening drive 73 yards.
Hand off. Sinet up the middle. Tries to break it to the outside. Still on his feet. And Chris Sinet gets into the end zone for the College Station touchdown.
But unfortunately could not hold on. They fell to Waco 21-20. Navasota embarrassed Houston Yates 70-12. Buffalo blank Somerville 62-0. And St. Joseph's Catholic lost to Shiner St. Paul 47-0. If you missed any of the games or would like to catch up with your favorite team, you can do that. We even have the podcast, and you can find those at BrazosFootball.com. On out of A&M football, where Kyle Allen threw for a score early and then sealed the game by running for a touchdown and throwing yet another in the fourth quarter after being benched in favor of freshman Kyler Murray. And Texas A&M beat number 15 Arizona State 38-17. Kevin Sumlin said this was something that the team could certainly build on.
If you learn anything you learned from last year, it doesn't mean much of anything. I will say this, you know, somebody knew something. We weren't ranked, but we were favored. So somebody was right and somebody was wrong. I don't understand that. But that's a good football team. Very, very talented. They're fast, well coached. You know, for us to come in and play the way we played for 60 minutes, I think is really, really something that we can build off of.
As for Coach Chavis and a new-look defense, they forced two turnovers, had 9 sacks and 14 tackles for loss. Deshaun Hall led the unit with 4 sacks and 2 forced fumbles, and Miles Garrett had 2 sacks as well, with 3 hurries and 1 forced fumble, too.
I thought the biggest difference, too, was I thought our open field tackling was very good. They had some chances for some plays, and we missed a couple, but in general, I thought we tackled well tonight, and it had a lot to do with, you know, those three guys back there, Armani Donovan, Justin Evans, covering a lot of ground back there and letting our corners play man-to-man, and those guys kind of roam in the middle of the field. They covered up for a lot of different things.
Another notable standout, true freshman Christian Kirk delivered the Aggies' first punt return touchdown since 2012 early in the second quarter and put the game out of reach with a weaving 66-yard receiving touchdown in the final quarter. Kirk finished the game with more than 200 all-purpose yards, with a game-high 106 yards on 6 catches and 118 return yards. Guys, get back after it this Saturday at 6 o'clock against Ball State at the new and improved Kyle Field. A&M Volleyball opened up their homestand, and Jasmine Babers and Kira McGee both liked it. They both posted career-high with 20 kills apiece to lead A&M to a hard-fought victory over New Mexico State. The win gave the ladies the championship of the Texas A&M Invitational. Here's Jasmine Babers following the tournament win.
Wins are great. I'm so excited. Our team did great. We had a little bit of ups and downs, but overall, we pushed through and got the win.
Next up, the ladies will be in the Iowa Comfort Suites Challenge in Iowa City, Iowa, Friday and Saturday. The Aggies claimed a pair of team titles as they started the 2015 cross-country season with the Aggie opener on the Dale Watts course Friday evening against Lamar and UTSA. In addition to team victories, A&M also produced a pair of individual winners in Aggie Jr. Karis Jokin and Cameron Villarreal. The A&M soccer team exploded on Abilene Christian. Haley Pounds netted 3 goals in a little over 12 minutes in the second half to secure her first career hat trick and propel the number 3 A&M soccer team to a 4-1 win over the Abilene Christian Wildcats. Texas A&M returns to action Thursday. They'll head to Gainesville for a 6 o'clock start against the Florida Gators to open up SEC play. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have acquired an Aggie, running back Christian Michael, in a trade from Seattle Seahawks. Michael was sent to the Cowboys on Sunday for an additional 2016 draft pick. Michael was a second-round pick out of A&M in 2013. In Major League Baseball, Mike Trout snapped a career-worst 27-game home run drought as the Los Angeles Angels beat the Rangers 7-0. Rangers head to Seattle tonight. They'll start things off at 5:40. And the Astros win with late-inning heroics yet again.
That ball is hammered to right. Jed Lowry, grand slam!
Jed Lowry hit a grand salami in a 5-run seventh inning, and Dallas Keuchel became the first American League pitcher with 17 game wins as the Houston Astros rallied to an 8-5 victory over the Minnesota Twins. The Astros are in Oakland this afternoon. They'll start things off at 3:05. And finally, Carl Edwards wanted momentum heading into the NASCAR Championship Chase, and he found it at Darlington Raceway. Edwards rallied after being 2 laps down because of a flat tire, beat Brad Keselowski off pit road, and held on for the last 12 laps to get his first Southern 500 victory.
I don't think I can get in trouble for saying how much I liked it, but man, I loved it. I mean, this is as good as it gets, and this is what it's about. We're sliding cars. The tires are falling off. I mean, this is the style of racing that I love.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Performance, toughness, comfort, and versatility. That's Bobcat equipment. For more than 50 years, Bobcat Compact Equipment has helped you work more efficiently and effectively. And you can find that equipment at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Shop their large inventory of compact track loaders, compact excavators, skid steer loaders, and more. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley is your one-stop dealer for new, used, and rental equipment. Special financing is also available. Stop by just off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at bobcatofthebrazosvalley.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between the University and Briarcrest exits, or at wiltons.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. All right, here we go. Got a 20% chance of showers today, high of 96. Going to be plenty warm out there with the heat index at about 103. Here's the good news. 20% chance of rain Tuesday and Tuesday night. Wednesday, it's 30% during the day, 50% at night. And as it stands right now, Thursday, they're calling for a 70% chance of some heavy rain. So let's hope that happens. Right now, calm winds, 94% relative humidity at 76. WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.